What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Wednesday Night War review. You guys know how I always do my videos. I usually do a split screen on my Wednesday Night War videos. I have AEW on one side. I have NXT on the other. This week, I decided to do something a little bit different. I'm going to do AEW first since the events on AEW were so dynamite. And then I'll do the NXT review shortly after that. Kicking off this week's AEW Dynamite, we had a Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal. So this match was used to put over a lot of the talent that aren't being used. I told you guys, and I tell you guys this every week, AEW always throws as many wrestlers as they can on each card every single week. I like the heel tendencies of MJF in this match, and he's got his bodyguard Wardlow out there with him. Shout out to them. They do a phenomenal job being heels in the ring. I love this spot where we're starting to see some turmoil between the inner circle. We had MJF eliminate Sammy Guevara, get him out of there. MJF looking like he's going to be the winner. Orange Cassidy surprises, and we get a co-winner of this battle royal. We get Orange Cassidy and MJF. I can't wait to see this match. Both of these two have been two of the brightest stars in AEW for 2020. I love what MJF does in the ring. I like what Orange Cassidy does. I don't really get the pockets gimmick and the I'm not really feeling all that. So hopefully MJF takes this home. Shout out to MJF. Shout out to Orange Cassidy here.
And now Orange Cassidy is by himself. And MJF's already counting his money.
Last year, it came down to MJF and Hangman Adam Page. This year, though, MJF!
Wardlow saves MJF, unlike MJF treated Wardlow a few moments ago.
Absolutely. Now, a little argument going on.
Orange punch!
Bang, it happened.
Cassidy, a second one drops MJF.
Orange Cassidy is on fire.
He's got to get him out.
Man is yeah.
Cassidy.
Cassidy eliminates Wardlow. It's Cassidy and MJF.
No winners of this match.
MJF and freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy.
We've said it time and time again. Underestimate Orange Cassidy at your own peril.
So next week, Excalibur, this is going to be quite the matchup.
MJF, Orange Cassidy next week. For that Dynamite Diamond ring valued at over $50,000. Got to give the people what they want.
Well, look at Miro. They're trying to hold back Miro.
Miro is a one-man wreck.
Continuing on the beef from last week, we had Frankie Kazarian versus Chris Jericho of the Inner Circle. Now, Chris Jericho's been one of my favorite wrestlers since I've been a little guy. Frankie Kazarian, Kaz, he's been one of the best wrestlers in the business for the last 20 years, so I was expecting more out of this match. Chris Jericho, I hate to say it, but he is beyond his prime. I don't think he's capable of putting on an elite-level match like he used to back in the day. I just don't think he has it anymore. All of his
so
matches here recently have been seeming like he's
and
going through the motions. So there's some turmoil here between the inner circle. Looks like MJF runs down to the ring and ready to throw the towel in on Chris Jericho because he's getting beat by Frankie Kazarian. And Kaz gets hit with the Judas Effect. Chris Jericho gets the win. I'm going
to
get this match. Two stars. After the match, Chris Jericho has had enough of what the inner circle is doing with all this inner turmoil. He says next week they're going to come to the conclusion whether they want to keep this inner circle together or they're just going to disband the whole thing.
So here's what I'm going to do. Shut up. You got 7 days to really think about this. And next week on Dynamite, we're going to have an ultimatum. And we're going to decide. Either we work together as a team, every one of us, or the inner circle breaks up forever.
Next up, we had a women's match where Dr. Britt Baker takes on Layla Hirsch. I like Lil Hirsch. She's a short little thing, feisty, tough in the ring. She looks like she's stout. She kind of reminds me of the female version of John Silver. You know, since he's in the Dark Order, they're just stout, cocky, small little pit bulls, and they have a lot to package in their small frame. Dr. Britt Baker, she's looking like the best heel in AEW as far as the women's division goes. Shout out to her. Shout out to Britt Baker. She gets the win here over Hirsch in a quick match. A lot of this match went on during the commercial break. After the match, we get Thunder Rosa She's turning into my favorite female wrestler in AEW. She comes down to the ring and attacks Dr. Britt Baker. I can't wait to see these two in an actual in-ring feud.
Britt Baker has Layla Hirsch in serious trouble here. She's got the arms captured, and now Layla Hirsch, center of the ring.
That was a beautiful entry into this. A beautiful sequence of offense into that submission maneuver. And the doctor.
Thunder Rosa!
Thunder Rosa!
Where did she come from? She must have come from the ringside
area. There's issues between Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker, as we can obviously see.
God, they are pounding each other.
Flipping out.
Next up, we have Cody Rhodes and the TNT champion Darby Allin versus Team Taz with Powerhouse Hobbs at Breaking Stars. So this was a fun match. I'm having a good time seeing Team Taz build his squad up. I like Breaking Stars. I like what they're doing with Powerhouse Hobbs. They got rid of the Willie Hobbs or whatever his name was. They're going with the Powerhouse Hobbs. I like what they're doing there. These two, you can tell they are still young in their careers, but they can put on a match with just about anyone. Cody Rhodes still looking to build talent here at this point in his career. He's teaming up with Darby Allin. I like the dynamic there, even though I feel that Cody Rhodes is going to turn on Darby Allin at some point in the near future. Back and forth action between these two teams. We see some slight interference from Taz on the outside. We see Arn Anderson getting involved on the outside. Just a lot of moving parts going on in this match. Darby Allin gets the win with a coffin drop on Ricky Starks. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Cody.
Tagmate Darby tagged himself in.
Cody Cutter, and now Darby.
Darby's legal.
Cody, watch out. Coffin drop.
Coffin drop by Darby Allin. Cover 2, 3.
Now it is in this match.
After the match was one of the biggest things to happen in AEW in 2020, Tony Schiavone gets the throwback sound. We have the debut of the Icon. Sting. Now I'm going to shut my mouth and let you guys watch the debut of this icon in AEW.
It's Sting! Sting! Back on TNT for the first time! Oh my God, since 2001!
18 years! The last match on TNT was Sting beating Ric Flair. And now the Stinger is here on AEW. Mark it down, Wednesday night, December the 2nd, 2020. This crazy year has just gone insane.
I can't believe what I'm seeing. Sting is here. Look at the fans.
The fans are going crazy. Nobody's forgotten. He's a legend. It's this man, an icon. He steps in the ring stoically, walking with a purpose, a caution purpose. And these two have never been great friends.
No, sir.
But they may have a common enemy right now.
I can't believe what I'm seeing, Excalibur. I can't believe what I'm seeing.
The first time in 18 years, Sting is back on TNT.
I can tell you this, yes, Cody, other than his daddy, who was his favorite wrestler growing up, they're looking at each other eye to eye right now.
I don't think Cody ever expected this, though. No one did.
Sting is on AEW Dynamite. And Darby Allin, what must he be thinking? He might have been a little stinger once upon a time.
I think there were many, many here and many millions around watching Dynamite that remembers March 26, 2001, and here is again.
Wow, got chills.
An icy glare exchange between the TNT champion Darby Allin and the TNT legend Sting.
Seeing this man makes me feel young again, Tony.
It's an amazing moment. It's an amazing moment.
We don't know when, we don't know where, we don't know why, we don't know what's next. But we know that right now Sting is on AEW Dynamite.
He
Ladies and gentlemen, the world title still on tap. The main event still to come.
Next up on AEW, we get the AEW Championship match between champion John Moxley and challenger Kenny Omega. So this was a fun match here. I like what both of these two do in the ring. John Moxley been the longest reigning champion in AEW history. He's been one of the longest reigning champions, world champions, in a long, long time. So I like what they did with John Moxley, letting him hold on that title for over a year. Shout out to John Moxley. Kenny Omega had the good entrance. He just looked like he was going to be untouchable tonight. It was something about the aura in the arena. It was something about the swagger that Kenny Omega had when he came down to the ring. I like what they did with Kenny Omega. Hard-hitting action. And he took the cheap route. He picks up the microphone. Hits John Moxley in the head with the microphone. Moxley's bleeding open.
That's what I want to know. How much more?
I got another one. And that time the head hit to the middle or bottom turnbuckle.
The bloody champion being pulled to his feet.
Four consecutive V-triggers. Moxley with his hands down, unable to protect himself. And now Omega, the challenger, has an opportunity to do something no one in AEW has done. Defeat John Moxley.
Kenny Omega hits the one-wing angle on John Moxley and becomes the new AEW World Heavyweight Champion. I'm going to give this match 3 stars. After the match, I'm really, really interested to see what happens here with AEW and Impact Wrestling. Don Callis from Impact Wrestling was at ringside. He was on the commentary booth commentating during this match. After the match, he leaves with Kenny Omega and says Omega's showing up on Tuesday night on Impact Wrestling. Do we have an AEW Impact Wrestling collaboration coming up? I can't wait to see what they do with that.
Okay, guys, sir, what did you just do? What's going on? What the hell's going on here?
You find out this Tuesday night.
Tuesday? Dynamite's on Wednesday.
This Tuesday, Impact Wrestling on Access TV. Me and Kenny will tell you all about it, Mark.
What the...
Kicking off NXT this week, we had the NXT North American Heavyweight Champion in Leon Ruff with Damian Priest versus Legado del Fantasma. So I like the NXT Cruiserweight Champion Santos Escobar. I like Mendoza. I like what they do in the ring. Legado del Fantasma has been one of the best stables in NXT this year. Shout out to them. They have dominated the NXT Cruiserweight division. Leon Ruff and Damian Priest get the win here. We know this is setting up the match this weekend between Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest, and Leon Ruff for that North American Heavyweight Championship at War Games.
From
Next up, we get Cameron Grimes versus August Gray. This is a really quick squash match here, mainly to put over Cameron Grimes. He gets the win here. I'm going to give this match a half star just because it was so short. After the match, he beats the hell out of his opponent, Cameron Grimes, that is, with the strap. Next thing you know, Dexter Lumis is in the ring, and he's attacking Cameron Grimes because they're having the strap match at NXT TakeOver War Game.
Strap legal Sunday.
That's right. Here's the best part. He can run, but he's still strapped up. And I can pull him right back in. And I can really give him one.
Grimes looks like he's seen a couple.
Next up, we have Jake Atlas versus Tony Meeks. I like the match here. These are two of the young and upcomers in NXT. These two have a bright future ahead of them. I like what they do in the ring, back and forth action, aerial assaults on the ring, outside the ring action. I like what they do. Jake Atlas gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars.
Realizes where Atlas is at, looking for the running knees. Atlas able to get on the way, had it well scouted. Atlas charging in and planting knees. Knees is out. Atlas is climbing. Atlas to the top rope. And Jake Atlas looking for that patented cartwheel.
Beautiful.
Cover. Jake Atlas with the biggest win of his career.
Here is your winner, Jake.
A lot of money. And just like every good team, you have to invest in greatness. And that's what I did in these three men joining me for this run. And that's not even counting the Mercedes I gave to a man that is even here right now. We're talking more money than any of you losers will ever see or have in your entire life combined to make the greatness that you see in front of you right now.
Next up, we had the Grizzled Young Vets versus the Imperium. This was just a big cluster mess right here. We started off with one team, then Imperium comes down, then we have a match, and then we have the jobber team. Everrise calls a disqualification. They need to get Everrise out of there. They're just as bad as Fandango or the Best Friends. I'm not feeling that gimmick. Get them out of NXT.
Team is going to win a popularity contest here, but I think the fans in this arena are on their feet as a show of respect for how much these men are putting on the line tonight.
You gotta be kidding me! Again, the inning. Where's Martel?
There's a little payback
and
for
Parker, you. And there's Everrise. Everrise, you thought they had a match initially with Grizzled Young Veterans.
Well, the bell's ringing. This one is over, but the beating is going to continue.
Everrise sending their own message.
Final match of the night, we had Shotzi Blackheart versus Raquel Gonzalez to see who was going to take control at the NXT War Games match. So this was a fun match here. Good action here from the ladies here. Last week we had the men's match. This week we're having the women's match. I love what the ladies are doing in the ring. NXT by far has the best women's division in WWE and the world. Shotzi Blackheart's looking like a star in the making. I love what she does in the ring. I love her swagger. I love her personality. If they could just get rid of the stupid tank gimmick, she would be A1 in my book. Gonzalez is a monster powerhouse. I would love to see her moved up to the main roster on Raw. Her and Rhea Ripley both need to be moved up after this pay-per-view. We need some new talent for Asuka, my favorite female wrestler on Raw. She needs some new talent. The stuff they have going on Raw with all that just needs to go the hell away. Asuka needs some help. She needs competition. Like I said, this was meant to build the women's War Games up. Shotzi Blackheart climbs the ladder and she gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars.
Here is your winner, Shotzi Blackheart.
So overall, this week, AEW by far won the Wednesday Night War. You had the AEW World Heavyweight Championship match between Moxley and Kenny Omega. Kenny Omega's the new AEW World Champion. You had the debut of Sting. Those two things alone give AEW enough power to beat NXT this week. NXT is preparing for their pay-per-view this weekend, the NXT War Games. I'm really excited to see what they do in that War Games between the Undisputed Era and the Kings of Wrestling with Pat McAfee. Really excited to see that match. I know they're going to tear the house down. Also, the Women's War Games match is going to be really fun. Also, I want to see the Leon Ruff, Johnny Gargano, Damian Priest match. I think they're going to take that belt off of Leon Ruff and maybe turn him to go against Santos Escobar because they seem to have nice chemistry in the ring and give that North American Heavyweight Championship belt back to Damian Priest. All right, you guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace. What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.